Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. So tonight's our special night to go on the Lightship. This is Saturday Night Live. And the date of this program is November 6th, 2010. So let's first do a couple clearings here, an emotional clearing for everybody. And think of a situation that you dealt with maybe in the last day or two. We'll clear that energy from you. So after you have it cleared, you know, look at yourself. See how your body's feeling, because it will be lessened quite a bit. So here we go. Think of that situation. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. That's released. And we'll do a pain body. Think of some pain that you may have had. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a mind to heart drop, and we'll go to the light ship. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, your thoughts. And next, we're going to drop you down into your heart center. So that'll be number one, the first floor. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel pretty heart-centered. And if you have any favorite rooms on the light shift, you may want to type that into the fast chat. We'll see if we can go to those tonight. So this part of the program will not work on the archives. It will energize the light beam for everybody, though. And that will be peace energy coming to you. So scroll down on the monitor screen about an inch or so on your scroll bar beneath the blinking flower. And here we go. Going to energize the light beam. So stronger. This will be peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so here we go. So everybody listening right now will be on the light ship in about a minute. The healings are between you and the light beam doctors. So you want to request your healing maybe every minute or so, and also in each room that we're in. And we'll probably be on the light ship for about 15 minutes. So I'll count to five as we go up. We can bring our animals and pets with, if you wish. Flowers, tree, gardens, plants. Here we go. So one, just think of them. Two, three, four, and five. And if you notice, you're out of time right now. And you may feel a lot of peace coming to you. And we're going to go into some of the special rooms now. One of them is the room where they have the deers. So again, request healing. You have three deers coming to you. It'd be looks like the mother and two fawns here. And here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go to another room. We'll go to where they release pain in our body. The pain release room, and this room has black energy, and it has golden little speckles in it. So you know, might feel the energy of that as it comes in. Here it comes, stronger, 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 stronger and stronger, and request healing now. The third room we're going to go into is another special room. This is where they have guinea pigs. So there's three of them coming, and they're very little precious beings. So here we come into this room, and again, you want to request your healing. And these are all light beings that take on the physical form of animals or maybe pets, and also physical people and colors that we have familiar to us here. So here comes the guinea pigs. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll increase this energy for everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So just kind of enjoy that. Some people like to close their eyes during this part of the program. If you have any aches or pains too, you may want to just put your hand in that location if you wish. And we're going to go to a room where they work with our blood pressure and our circulatory system. And also they work with our necks. So here we go. If we have any neck conditions, maybe a neck out of joint, out of place, and maybe the vertebrae are pinching something, we'll work with this also. So here we go into these particular rooms right now. So stronger, 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 and request healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we have a request here for puppies. This would be great. So here comes the puppies. And again, there's three of them. These are life being doctors, what they appear as puppies. So one, two, three, four, and five. And the next room we're going into is another request here. This is a request from Mila. And she wants mountains and trees. So here we go into like this forest here. You can hug trees if you wish and do some climbing. And also maybe have the ground actually do healing on you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Another request for waterfall. So we'll bring in the rainbow waterfall. The water does not touch your skin. And again, we want to request healing. Here comes the water energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll start to work inside of our mouth here. So if we have any concerns there, they'll start to loosen our teeth up a little bit, maybe give a little more spacing if you would like that to have happen to you. Just request this, working on the left bottom side from the front, going to the left bottom side. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And right bottom side. One, two, three, four, and five. And top left. One, two, three, four, and five, and top right from the center going over again. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, they're going to do some work now again on our skull. And if you have any concerns there, you may request healing too, maybe on your cheeks. Maybe you might have pressure, like a headache or something like that. So that we can be doing some skull work on us here. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, the next room we're going to go into is a room where they have the dolphins. And a lot of people like to pet the dolphins, so you can put your hands out in front of you and maybe move your hands up and down, back and forth. You may actually be able to feel the texture of the skin of the dolphins right now. And this you're actually doing on the light ship, too. Remember, on the light ship, you're there physical. You're up there walking around, going into all these rooms. I'm just telling you what rooms you're in as I see you in the up on the light ship. So we're in the water now, swimming with the dolphins. Request your healing. And here they come. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And next we're going to go to another location. We'll go into the room which has the volcanoes. And here they are. Request healing too. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room where there are some people there that we happen to know that was on the earth here, or heard about them anyway. So we'll go into the room where Buddha has his presence. This is where he resides. Not that all of his teachings are 100% correct here, but this is his spirit energy. So his spirit did come down here, and here we go. Remember, the darkness can change things instantly, and sometimes the teachings that people have brought forth are not in their complete integrity, and that's the way it works. So here we go. Here's the energy of Buddha. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And request healing. Next, we'll bring in the energy of Jesus. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll bring in the energy of Princess Diana. Here we go. She's in the light ship also. She came here to do the humanitarian mission of Jesus when he was here on the earth. So there was two of us activated, we'll say, from the light ship here in this lifetime. And here's her energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll go into another location, and we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's bring in the koala bears. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's go into the room where they have very large flowers, okay? These are very big ones here. They're like gigantic flowers, probably about 15 foot in diameter. And also, this is the room where the bees are, the bumblebees. So we can have two healings at one time here, the flowers and also the bumblebees for healing. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll see if anybody wants to comment on the fast chat for a special room here. Since we went in to see the puppies, let's go to where the little cats are. So here's the kitties coming, three of them. Here they come, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's go into the room where they have the little tree frogs. So here comes the frog energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the food court to get energized. So we'll go into where the golden plates are. And we're going to put our hands on these plates. This will energize our body right now. and then we'll have the energies come in. So here we go. This will give us what we need this very moment to help our body offer healing. And you might feel your hands buzzing. I'm going into the room now where they're going to actually give us the nutrients that our body needs. I'll count to five as it comes into us. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we have a request here that I'm seeing for hummingbirds. So let's go into that room. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We have one for the golden energy, so let's bring that in right now. Again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And another request for the centrifuge room. This room is where they help to eliminate from us maybe addictions, negative habit patterns, things like this here. So the room spins clockwise. The inside of the room is silver panels. And as you bring forth a particular situation, a problem that you're dealing with, could be an illness also, you may actually physically see with your eyes like a cloud leave you and go to these panels. So we'll change the different speed of the panels as they rotate for what you need to have released from you. So here's a centrifuge room, and the lack energy comes in. That's lack. And lack energy, at first, for a newcomer, might feel very, very heavy. You may wonder why I'm bringing in lack energy on a show that talks about source energy, which is free choice, free will. Well, the lack energy knows and resonates to everything that is not of the light. So here we go. Let's bring this energy in now. Here's the lack energy coming. Stronger, 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 stronger. And I'll just keep doing this for about a minute. Keep requesting healing on what you want to deal with to get out of your life. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, well, we went to one final room here. Let's go into the room where they have the water spirits. Big pool of water again, like what's in the dolphins' energy. We're still with the dolphins, too. So here comes the water spirits, so request healing. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so kind of enjoy this energy. And we're getting ready to come back. So remember, the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And they work with energies to help you heal. On the light ship, you're with your spirit 100% because they rematerialize your spirit that's with you down here, even though it may not be whole and complete. But on the light ship, you have to have your spirit with you 100% to work with your body energy. And then as you come back down here, your spirit may be way less than that. And that's why sometimes the healings don't always take place down here where on the light ship they're already completed. So, and there's other reasons too, but that's basically the gist of it to make it very, very simple. This is why you want to never leave your body with your spirit, like astral projection, meditation, etc. So here we go. We're going to be coming back down. So we're getting our animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Coming with us right now, I'll count to five. You're going to feel the light ship energy disconnect from you. Here we come. Down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. And hello and welcome, everyone. And boy, that was wonderful, Ron. Thank you. So we'd like to open up the phone lines for everyone tonight if anyone would like to call in and talk to Ron. We'd love to hear from you if you'd like to just share your experience going to the light ship just now, or any questions that you might have for Ron about the creation light ship, about ascension, about the healings that he does, about the special healing events that are coming up later this month, or anything that you'd like to talk to Ron about. So I'll give you the number if you want to grab a pen and write this down in case you'd like to call in. The number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And if you can't get through on that line for any reason, if it's busy, then you can go to the Station 1 page of BBS Radio, and at the top there, there'll be alternate phone numbers listed, so that gives you some options. And if you're unable to call, like if you're on dial-up, you can also ask your questions on the Fast Chat. Just click on the BBS Fast Chat link, and that'll bring up a window for you to ask Ron the questions. It's best to link to that from the Creation Lightship page if you can. So in the meantime, we'll just talk about some of the things that are going on right now with the ascension preparation that the Creation Lightship is doing. And I guess over to you for that, Ron.
Yeah, so we're still doing timeline crashing, which is your parallel lifetimes that you shouldn't be on. Remember, the aliens abduct you to these parallel lifetimes, put a clone in place of you. Here, you still think that you're here for some reason, and everybody else does too, and then you're taken off to the beyond, the beyondo, I should say, actually. So that's what's happening. Have a conference call coming up next Saturday, 4 hours in length, and then after that we have our three consecutive eight-hour calls for like body rejuvenation, getting rid of the alien critters that are inside of us, the life forms that we can't see physically, but they are there. They're energetic life forms, and that's part of our problems that we're having here. So let's do a another healing session here. Let's do something with stomachs, okay? Maybe stomach digestion, intestines here. So here we go. I'm going to bring some energy in there. So if you have a problem, I request healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll just see if the light chip can also realign our spines for us here. And it could also even happen when you're sleeping. So here we go. Count to 10. 1, 2. They're doing a muscle adjustment on us, too. You might actually feel that. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you might want to get up and walk around and maybe bend over, maybe twist from side to side, see if maybe your back might maybe pop back into place if you have a condition there. So let's do another clearing here for people. And we have one, let's just do sort of a clearing. Let's energize some water. Looks like Tanya wants some water energized. So what can we put in that water? Normally what I put in there is silver water for healing. So let's do that tonight. So everybody get a glass of water. We'll do that in about a minute or so. And we'll just do another clearing here. Remember, you can do this on the website, too, for a dollar. You can get a large amount of water charged up that way. But I'll give you a little sample of this here. And this will only work on this one program here for the water. Let's do a clearing here to kind of release muscle tension also. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. I feel your back loosening up. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So if we have our glass of water, let's hold the water in front of us and put both hands on it below the water level. And we're going to bring in the dolphins again to charge up our water. And if you want to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen still, if it's not up, you might want to bring it up, and we'll bring in the dolphins through the light beam. So here comes this energy. I'll count to 10 as it comes in, then we'll activate the water for you. And this will give you what you need for healing right now. It'll be silver water. You can use it for mouthwash, gargle with it. So whatever you decide to do, use it for that. Or you can also use it, for internal drinking water for healing. So here comes the dolphins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. The water activation now is taking place. So just hold your glass of water. Very simple. You might feel your hands getting warm. Some people actually feel like their hands are like electrified, like they're buzzing. You might feel even like your hands heating up a lot. So just hold the water. And this is all heart-based energy, so the light beam connects to your heart center, and then that energy radiates through your arms down to your hands and into the water. Okay, this water appears to be charged up now. So enjoy the water. Like I said, if you want to just rinse your mouth out or gargle, just do that separately. If you want to drink it, then, you know, just drink it only, but don't do both. So here we go. That's completed for everybody. And enjoy that water. Let's do another sample clearing. Let's do one for, I'm getting impatience. I don't know what that means out there for some people. Maybe people have some kind of anxiety or impatience. We also have a clearing on the website that is free to everybody for being overwhelmed. So that's on there, too, if you wish to further, get more healing done. But this is for impatience. Here we go. Bringing this energy through the light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Let's do one for mental well-being, okay? So that can be kind of talked about differently. So whatever your problem could be, if you're not very mentally stable or whatever the condition is, we'll just say it's for mental well-being here. So here we go. It's nice to have peaceful thoughts here, which would be no thoughts at all. That's the words in Van Halen, Love Walks In. At the very end of it, they talk about, when silence speaks as loud as war, and earth returns the way it was before, love comes walking in. So that's kind of in line with this here. Here we go. Bringing in the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is out there. You still out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yep, still here, enjoying the clearings and that wonderful water activation, which is just so great. And for anyone listening that doesn't know about that, Ron has a website, which is www.creationlightship.com, and it has a great many clearings on it that you can do anytime 24/7. And one of them is the water activation, and I just love that one myself because you can use the drop-down menu to select what it is that you would like to energize in the water or type in something specific to yourself, and the light beings actually come through to put pure divine energy into the water. And it's something that you can really feel and sense right away. Typically, I take a sip of the water first before I do it so I can get the idea of how my water tastes and also how it feels, like the thickness or the viscosity of the water. And then after activating it, I taste it again, and it's amazing. Sometimes it's just like drinking liquid silk, and other times you might taste a silvery taste or some other, you know, sometimes sweeter, sometimes sour, depending on what how the water's been energized. So it's incredible, and it's a great way to just really get some wonderful energy from the light ship into your body on a daily basis. So it's just great. So let's see. We have questions on the fast chat, and we'll be taking up those. And again, let me give the phone number one more time in case anyone would like to call in. And that is 888-815-9756. And it sounds like we have a caller now. So do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, okay. For 30 seconds, I like to experience three-dimensional version of us as a baby, and then for 30 seconds, I like to experience the eighth-dimensional version of us as a baby. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you for calling. And Ron, did you catch that?
Yeah, so 30 seconds of our baby energy, and then I guess 30 seconds of how we would feel as a baby in eighth-dimensional reality. Well, this is a good one. So, everybody ready? Here we go. So, let's bring in your baby energy. So, this is when you're very pure. Here it comes. Stronger. This is before you start losing spirit energy. Stronger. And you're typically 100% at this point. Stronger, and stronger. Okay. So enjoy this here. And yeah, that song was from Van Halen, Love Walks In. It's on their 5150 album. And it's on the website too if you want to click on it, creationlightship.com. A lot of truth to that song. I see it slightly different than what it was written, intended for, because I guess I saw aliens. I see it as, pure light energy by changing the word just slightly. Contact is all it takes to change your life through space and time. And the chorus is, love walks in. So that's the contact with you, your spirit. Love walks into you. Like what Jesus said, knock and the door will be open. So that's basically what it is. And the last part that I mentioned is when silence speaks as loud as war, so that'd be basically a lot of peace energy because silence is in the peace, okay? And then when Earth returns the way it was before, that's the divinity of the Earth spirit being in wholeness, bringing that energy right into its creation here, the blueprint of the Earth. And then love walks in, So enjoy your baby energy. I'll bring it up a little stronger for everybody. Stronger, and stronger. think that song, what I can remember hearing it on the radio, I think in about 86. I could be wrong with the date on that, but something like that. Okay, now we'll bring in your baby energy if you were born in what we would call on Earth here, eighth dimensional reality. Naturally, in the light, there's no such thing as dimensions. There's no spiritual hierarchy. There's no higher self or lower self or middle self or anything like that. There's no divine right order. Remember, everything works in the now. There's no predictions. There's no prophecies. So once you kind of understand how the light works, then you realize that maybe what you were taught in the past is not of light. That would be the light of the darkness. So here comes your eighth dimensional energy. Count to 10 again, and we'll get the caller in maybe a minute or so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, so just enjoy that energy, then we'll get our caller in about a minute here. We'll increase that for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We have a comment from, it's like Anna. Also, we have on the website a song from Peter Gabriel, which was, that was the one that I wanted on also, which was, I think it's Salisbury Hill. That's kind of a neat song, too. And I have Imagine by John Lennon. And then the Mind Control song by Simon and Garfunkel, Sound of Silence. So it's all kind of interesting. So, and there was something else. Man, what was that? I'll have to check out one thing here. So we'll get our caller on here. So, caller, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia. Victoria Ann here.
Hi.
Hi, Maria Ann.
Hi there. I have a question about love, okay? We were talking about that through the songs tonight, and on your website, Ron, under the Ascension area, it says, down towards three-fourths way down, it says, the Creation Lightship Healing Sessions assist you so you can resonate with your own true divine love frequencies of light. Can you give some more on that, on how that applies to us? And I know a lot of people think of love mainly just the physical or perhaps the romantic and emotional love, but this is a lot deeper, being that we're talking about divine, our divine spirits and heart-centered. Can you, there's a piece missing in there for me to, so that I can really resonate with this, and without the sexual love or romance being involved, but just the genuine love. Can you help me out on that? And perhaps others might have the same thought.
The actual frequencies would be of your spirit radiating love / we'll say peace to you. That would be out of time. And so when I put that on the website, we use the word love because people kind of associate love where they, you know, understand it maybe more than the word peace. And so it's actually the love of your spirit wanting to come here into a body, unfortunately, I should say, because it gets stuck here. But aside from that, your spirit, you know, is with your body until your body no longer lives. Just think of the dedication of that, to go through all of your stuff with you, in a sense, to hold your hand. So, that love energy of your spirit, which really is peace energy, we'll say, is very dedicated. So does that help you out? Because once you connect to that.
Yes, it's sort of like a relationship. It's like a partnership, if you want to, but it's not like, I mean, that's really loving yourself is really just loving your spirit and letting it have its proper place in our heart, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and then when you have a relationship with someone else, hopefully they can get heart-centered, and then there's real power in the relationship other than just one draining the other. I'm not even ready to go with the relationship with someone else right now. I'm having my hands are full having a relationship with my spirit, and I want to really get 100% of it. You see what I mean? But basically, I'm just talking around in circles. But you really did help. Thank you so much, Juan. I know we talked about love a lot, and I'm like, you know, I'm from the, you know, you hear the love from the hippies and you hear people talk about love every day, so you clarified it. Thank you so much.
Okay, I got another song here. This is for you old rockers here. You may remember Carlos Santana, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he wrote a song about clones. Are you ready? Song is She's
Not... Hear him.
I'll read part of the lyrics here. I won't sing it because I don't sing very well, but it starts off with, "No one told me about her, and please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. And then it's, "Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice is soft and cool. Her eyes are clear and bright, but she's not there." And I can't remember when that came out. I would say probably, Carlos Santana was very popular, you know, in the late 60s and 70s. So I would say probably early 70s, I'm guessing. So he knew about clones. She's not there. And that's what we talk about clones being here. They have the new clones, the new model, okay, has very bright eyes that are very, very shiny, okay? They look like glass eyes that you'd find maybe I won't say a mannequin, but if somebody were to make one, with eyes in it, that's what they would use. And very interesting about She's Not There. So, these words say it all.
Ron?
Yes.
Ron, may I say one more thing on that note, which somehow we're connecting this. Is that okay? I have sort of a comment and a question, too.
Okay, go ahead.
It's about what you're talking about, the cologne thing, and it involves recently on, I don't usually have time to look at too much on the Internet other than my work and important things that the news I try to stay away from most of the time unless it, you know, is really something that's that I need to look at for my location. But anyway, recently it had something on there about past celebrities in the 80s, and it had what they call a double banger. And it's a takeoff from another group on the Internet that uses double quantum jumping and double dangles, and it involves clones and, parallel locked bodies and all that. So it was very interesting because the models and the celebrities in those photos, it was just across the screen when I got on the Internet, looked just like what his description is saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, the song is from Carlos Santana, and, it's She's Not There, I believe, is the name of the song. If anybody's interested, mm-hmm. just to Google it to get the actual words to it there and actually hear the song. So, yeah, the clones are out. A lot of clones. Remember the movie Surrogate was one of them where they operate from their bedrooms, we'll say, with goggles on. I think they had a computer screen in front of them, possibly, but maybe not, but whatever. You know, these people are living somewhere else in a house, and then they are projecting a perfect body in a different reality, and they're living that. And the movie kind of makes it look like they're living that brand-new, younger body because the old one is kind of broken down, okay? And that's what it is. So that's a good movie to watch. Remember, that might be reality here coming up in 2012, you know? That's if you, mm-hmm. you know, if you're here living on Earth and The dark side does its ascension in 2012. Remember, the light doesn't give any forecast or updates of when it's going to be. It's all in the now. A lot of people are sort of thinking about what's going to happen. Well, the light doesn't have any predictions. But people may think maybe the Christian religion type of people, you know, end of the earth could be 2012, you know, the prophecies, et cetera. And what I mentioned also, which might sound kind of shocking, but on the Strange Universe panel, I started off talking about 2012. That was in New York there. And I said, you know, you're kind of, you know, all following the Mayans or the Mayan calendar that something's going to happen in 2012. Well, you know, the Mayans, what do they do? What are they known for? You know, here we think there's some kind of great spiritual, you know, visionaries and everything else giving us the calendar, which is going to be ending, which could be good, you know. What do they do? What are they known for? They're known for drinking blood, cutting off heads of people, right, pulling out their hearts. You know, killing thousands and thousands of people. And so here we are using the Mayan calendar for prediction. So I'm just thinking, well, maybe the Mayans are out there waiting to get you people who want to know about 2012, the day that it happens, because they got their knives ready to have fun with you. But anyway, and that could be factual. Remember, they could be on a timeline that you get abducted to. So, to make it a little bit lighter here, I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. Thank you for calling, Victoria.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Okay, so...
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, thank you again. All righty, so let's see. We have a couple other requests. I think it was Anna that was requesting a little bit ago, missing the I guess they missed the energy of Mother Mary when you brought that in, Ron. So can we bring that in again, please?
Yes, I'll bring that in. And I'll just talk about that briefly here. Some people are interested in the bloodlines of Jesus, okay? So I'll just kind of give you about a minute of that information. Naturally, he had a mother and a father, but his body went through an immaculate conception, which means that the bloodline that he had from his parents was basically dissolved because the body was stripped of the DNA to bring forth your life experiences, okay? And so really the bloodline stopped basically with him. So that's kind of how that works. Maybe the bloodline after him with his children that he had may still go on. I'm sure that it probably has, but... I don't know if it would still hold that same frequency, okay? But anyway, so let's bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So here she comes. So stronger, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Just enjoy this energy for about a minute here. And our show is kind of coming to a close. So what I will say, we're having a week from tomorrow. And, the date on that would be Saturday the 13th. It will be our four-hour Ascension preparation call. And then the next Sunday, which is the 14th, then 21st and 28th is our eight-hour alien clearing with the alien parasitic life forms being released from us here and many other types of healings. So it's just... if you haven't had one of those sessions yet, you don't know what you're missing. So if you're interested really in wellness in your body, then you need to get these things out of you. And you can check out the top of the website, creationlightship.com. There's two sample shows that I did, I think, in maybe 08 and 09, which We go into these life form removals for you, so you can just listen to that and see how these things affect you. So, Sylvia, anything new that you want to bring up?
Well, let's see. I just wanted to see if we could get a couple more questions. I think we can go till the top of the hour tonight, if that's okay with you, Ron.
Okay, yeah, great. Let's just, so we got 6 more minutes. So what I'll do is bring in the male energies, the light beings through the light beam. People like to feel the males coming in. And here they come. Stronger, 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 stronger. Then we'll get a question. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and then I see, looks like Derek says, is it possible to bring in Earth Ascension energy? Sure. Here we go. This will be the Ascension energy that should be coming here. Can't guarantee it'll be the exact energy, but it'll be very, very similar. Remember, the light only works in the now. So here it comes. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, let's see. We have a question from Holly. Why does it smell like flowers? And maybe that's when you brought Mother Mary in. Sometimes that happens, doesn't it, Ron?
Yeah, she'll bring in the fragrance normally of roses sometimes. So that's probably what you're actually having an experience of here, is those energies of the roses, flowers in your room. So that happens quite often.
Wonderful. And I think I saw you brought in the male energy from the light beings, and I think I saw a request also for the female energy to come in.
Hey, so here we go. Female light beings. So stronger, 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 stronger. Get the male ones to move out here, please. Thank you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, that feels great.
Oh, that feels very good. Well, I'm sure everyone will enjoy that and feel very relaxed and peaceful. I don't know if we have time for one more question, but we had a question about, and this is from Thomas, who says, oops, I did Mayan healing transmissions. Would the dark side practitioner clear that?
Yes, I would definitely get on there. Yeah, wow. Yeah, you definitely do that, Thomas.
Yeah, that'd be a great one.
Remember, any kind of transmission sent to you is not of the light. You know, I'll repeat that. Any transmission that you receive from anything out there, a lot of people, you know, have used Metatron to send them energies at a certain time each day and different other energies by other practitioners. They get you on a list of people, and then somebody brings in the energies, maybe on a conference call. Anything that you get brought to yourself of any of these energies are from darkness, 100%. Why is that? Because the light does not send light out to anything. It's already with you. Doesn't need to promote itself. Will never channel itself into anything. The only way you're going to receive light is to connect to it yourself through your heart center. All I can do for you on this program is to bring the light in to your spirit and that's what we're doing. It's never going to come to your head or into your body or anything else through me. Your spirit is at the gateway of that, and your spirit will never allow you to have negative stuff come into your body, anything that is not of the light. Remember, light only attracts light, does not know darkness, so it will not, you know, go into any kind of darkness to bring it to you. So, yes, Thomas, do the dark side practitioner clearing. I would say that would be a must for you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a reminder from Marie R. on the fast chat. Remember, clocks go back tonight. So I guess we're having a fallback time change tonight.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder. And we're at the top of the hour, so I'll just say blessings, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Ron, for the amazing night of healings. And see you next time, everyone.
Maybe if you wait another minute, we can start the show over again, huh?
Oh, that would be great.
Hey, Jill, whoa, it's already, you know. Here we are. So this is a timeline change, everybody. Oh,
Ron,
all of you, our next program here will be on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, and that's 10 o'clock Eastern. Blessings to all of you. And I'll bring in peace energy for everybody since it's probably late back east, 1 o'clock in the morning. Although right now it's actually 12. Interesting. Magic. So here we go. So here comes peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Blessings to you, and have a wonderful sleep tonight. Bye, everybody.
Good night. Blessings.
Good night.